This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome. We are live and on location at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks today on What's On Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is busy filling the bus with all kinds of great school supplies, so we might check in with him a little later on. But make sure you, if you're in Bismarck Mandan today, you get down there and check that out for sure. But otherwise, everything will be as is normal today on What's On Your Mind. We're in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center for the 11th Annual UAS Summit and Expo. At the Alaris Center, and a number of guests will talk a little bit about what's happening in this space. I mentioned earlier this week, I guess today's Tuesday, so it must have been yesterday that I mentioned this, but CBS 60 Minutes did a story on autonomous vehicles on Sunday. I don't know if anybody saw that, but you can't watch that. And by the way, it was about drones, and, which is an autonomous vehicle, and mainly it was about drones and how the military is using them, but all the different applications. A lot of what's happening in Grand Forks at the Grand Sky Technology Park is related to private sector use of these, because, of course, the military, it's another example of sort of like the Internet. Look how the Internet has changed everything we do. That started with the military. Well, autonomous vehicles have started with the military. And now private sector use is happening, and you can't even get your arms around all the different ways that that could impact what we do and how we do. It's really amazing. And what I love about it is that North Dakota is really at the forefront of this effort, and in many ways leading the effort. So that's why we're in Grand Forks today at the UAS Summit and Expo. We'll talk to some folks about that. We're also going to chat with two individuals that will be on the panel Saturday at the Heritage Center. I think this is going to be a fascinating topic, talking about reconciliation. Reconciliation. And reconciliation between the Native American community and, you know, the community of Bismarck Mandan, the state of North Dakota, the energy world. Just, all right, how can you be on one side and be on another and come together at some point, right? I think that's fabulous. I think it's great. So I'm curious to find out what's happening there. But reconciliation, essentially, hey, here's what I did wrong, and I own it, and somebody else does the same thing. Very healing, really, when you think about it. And so I think it's great. Now, you can't go into it and say, okay, we were 100% right and you were 100% wrong. That won't get you too far in a discussion like that. But, you know, it's a conversation. And through so much of the horrible ordeal, there was not a lot of conversation going on. So I look forward to finding out about that. And we have to talk about President Trump last night, giving a speech that I think arguably was the speech of his presidency. And you know how I knew it was the speech of his presidency? How I knew that what I watched last night for 20 minutes, all alone in the office staring at the TV, was different? So the speech is just wrapping up, and I'm like, wow, this is incredible. I get back in the car, and I have to fill up to head to Grand Forks today, and I'm in the car wash, right? I go to the car wash. So the speech just ends. And so I flip the radio to something I can actually hear in the car wash, which is only FM. And it happened to be NPR. And I'm listening to NPR's analysis President Trump's speech. And I said, did I just hear that? Let me check again. Is that NPR? It was like the NPR White House correspondent, Pentagon correspondent, somebody that had been to Afghanistan, all analyzing the speech. I listened for 20 minutes, didn't hear one critical thing. Not one critical thing of President Trump's speech. And I actually heard the words credible and forceful as well. And what's been fascinating to me is, you know, you couldn't watch that and not be impressed and not say, wow. For one, it's a bit of a policy change for the president, and he explained how that happened. Because his initial thought was get troops out of there. But he had this process. Why don't we cover that process? You know, why isn't there a New York Times or Washington Post story about the very first time he had a meeting, the second time, the third time, who was in the meetings, the fourth time, the fifth time? Why aren't there leaks about that? Because it's the wrong narrative. It's the swamp wanting you to think there's chaos in the White House and it's crazy. And it's all a lie, folks. They're living a lie. You know what I'm saying? That is something you need to think long and hard about. What are the motives of these people giving you the information? And I've noticed since, of course, CNN today was like, well, yeah, it was a good speech, but, you know, what's he actually going to do now? Well, you know, you got to do, you got to do, be in the details. It'll be like, I don't remember CNN. I don't remember CNN telling us every time Barack Obama gave a glowing speech and this flowing rhetoric and, you know, the media had tingles down their leg. Was there any analysis that said, okay, well, good speech, but, you know, is anything going to become of it? Because nothing ever did. The guy gave a whole lot of great speeches, but not much came out of them. So I think it's pretty significant. And I think as far as the policy change, if you will, I would just say this about that. I saw less, you know, at least the details we know so far about the troop numbers and what's in and what's out, and more about a conditions-based approach to these conflicts. Okay, so we're not saying we're going to be out by this date certain, which is the dumbest thing ever, and Obama's proven that. Helped create ISIS with that idea. And it's more about conditions-based. But the most important thing I think the president said yesterday, and we have some clips we'll share throughout the show in case you missed the speech. Most important thing I think I heard him say was, we're not in the business of nation building. We're in the business of killing terrorists. So, in other words, if you go in with a conditions-based approach to say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill terrorists. And we're not going to worry about, you know, rules of engagement that hamper our troops. Pitch perfect. Fantastic. So I thought, I thought that was great. And obviously the panic is setting in amongst the left and the media. Get ready for it, folks. Get ready for it. It'll be coming big. Great speech. Great start. Great strategy. You know, the speech was good. The strategy was good. Fresh start is what I meant to say from the events of the last 10 days or so. What does that do? Puts our friends in the left and in the media in a panic. And that's what's so funny about the NPR interview. They were just stating the obvious. I appreciated it. And I saw some staunch liberals that I know to be staunch liberals who've never had a good word to say about Donald Trump say good speech. Now, again, I think they're going to measure that by saying, good speech, but, you know, 1 out of 50 is a good speech, and what about the policy, whatever. So they'll be petty before long, but the fact that they're where they are, NPR and these others, is a good sign. And then I saw, you know, like I said, CNN, Wesley Clark, and, you know, kind of, you know, no details, and there's got to be policy consistency here, and, you know, he mentioned Iraq and Pakistan, but what are we doing with them, and, you know, they're nibbling around the edges, is my point. It's sort of dumb and petty. Proving it was a great speech, I think. You think it was a great speech? Did you watch it? I didn't watch something I want to do, and I watch very little TV, but if it's an event, I'll try and do it at least for the discussion of this program. First day of school, so last night was a little bit of hustle and bustle running around the house. First day of school, too. Can you believe that, folks? Can you believe that? Yeah. For us, it was, anyway. For the remaining member of the K through 12 Hinnon family, Haley's headed off to ninth grade. But, and, of course, tomorrow, Hannah off to college. And Alex started again yesterday at UND, so school is back in session. And I love this time of year, but as a parent, you do get a little melancholy. But anyway, so I didn't watch the CNN town hall of Paul Ryan. Anybody watch that? How'd he do? I'm curious. I keep wishing he'd take cues from Congressman Kevin Cramer on his responses. He seems to be just so worried all the time about having to rush to the cameras to say something to let everybody know he doesn't think exactly the same as Donald Trump. We know that already. He doesn't need to do that. And I think Paul Ryan has a enormous amount of talent when it comes to policy, you know, creation and thinking about these things. But he's got some work to do on the politics and understanding. The only reason he's Speaker of the House is because of Donald J. Trump. Anyway, a few of my thoughts. Welcome yours. We're going to meet some folks in the UAS here and get to your calls. Coming up next, 800-228-0550. Call me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099. Review all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2, and online at hotspringnd.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yeah, definitely a bonus. The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your hot spring spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For the Afghan government and the Afghan military as they confront the Taliban in the field. Ultimately, it is up to the people of Afghanistan to take ownership of their future, to govern their society, and to achieve an everlasting peace. We are a partner and a friend, but we will not dictate to the Afghan people how to live or how to govern their own complex society. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
That would have been a major applause line had it been at the kind of venue where applause line was appropriate. And I think actually that's one of the reasons that speech was so good last night, is the president was before an audience of troops. The majority of the folks there in Virginia were, a member of the United States Armed Forces. So, and obviously he's talking about an effort to continue in Afghanistan. It's a very stoic, very somber, very serious, important topic. I think the president drove it home. I was really impressed. I actually think one of the reasons it was so good is because of the fact that it was without applause. I think the president kind of gets wound up, when he's in a rally and is so loved at those rallies. And so he just kind of starts, he's got a plan of what he wants to say, and the crowd's going crazy, and it kind of is embellishing on it a little bit and really goes to town. So it will be interesting to see tonight, because, there's another speech tonight, part of a rally that's happening in Arizona, how he approaches that. Anyway, curious what you thought of the president's speech. Anything else on your mind, let me know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And again, the Todd off today, out at filling up the bus for the school project. So if you are in Bismarck, Mandan, stop and see him. Tell him we miss him. And you can text me today with your comments at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. That's for text only, okay? North Dakota number 367-2054. Let's get to the phones here. And Dan is on the line. Dan, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Lisbon, North Dakota.
Now, there's a great part of North Dakota, very beautiful down there in Lisbon. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, Scott. It's a beautiful day, and enjoyed the eclipse yesterday afternoon. And as you said, there was a great speech last night, and I think there's a new horizon for America. It's great.
A good way to put it. Speaking of the eclipse, I was kind of poo-pooing a little on the radio yesterday that, I wasn't smitten by the eclipse hysteria, but some folks on our staff were all fired up, and they got a pair of those goofy glasses, and so they hauled me outside. Maybe put on the glasses. It actually was pretty fun. It was just fun to see people that excited about it. But the best part of it was somebody sent me a photo later in the day that was incredible, absolutely incredible. And I have it up on my Facebook page, and it's the eclipse where it's just, there's just a little tiny bit of the sun at all, and it's a perfect cross. It's really cool. So check that out. Actually switch my profile picture to that if you want to check it out on Facebook, and you can follow me there.
Beautiful picture, and I saw it. So,
did you? Cool.
I travel around the country doing the Danny Elder Show, singing songs, and getting to see a very wonderful side of people. So you and I have been on Facebook for a number of years here as friends, and I think it's great what you're doing, Scott. So calling up just to give you a little bit of support there.
I appreciate that very much, and I'm sorry about the anniversary of your death here not long ago, too. That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
All the more miraculous that you're on the phone with us here, Danny Elvis.
Well, one of the most beautiful things about that is there's 40 years. Talk about a guy that made such a huge impact on humanity with his generosity and really just kind of an outlook on life that was beautiful. He made a lot of wonderful friends. I've been fortunate enough to become friends with some of those same people and realize kind of the folks that he surrounded himself with. Pretty incredible legacy to leave, 40 years later. Priscilla Presley was just up at the Shooting Star Casino here last week. We were up to see her, which was a wonderful experience. And I became good friends with Joe Esposito as well, who was Elvis Presley's tour manager from the time he got out of the Army. Joe actually flew into Fargo, North Dakota in 2014 to MC a show for us up at the North Dakota State University there.
Interesting. Now, you have an event coming up in Hankinson, right?
Yeah, they restored this cool barn. Colonel Hankinson, actually, who the town is named after, had a mansion with a big, beautiful barn there. They restore that and turn that into an event center. And we're one of the premier events coming in, one of the kickoff of this new facility. It's called Colonel Hankinson's Barn and Event Center. And it is in Hankinson. You Google it, you'll find it for sure.
And when is the event?
The event is Saturday, this Saturday at the dinner show. You get a Beautiful Supper, as we also do a Johnny Cash tribute, Elvis Presley tribute, and a Marilyn Monroe tribute. When we put this band together, we wanted to create the best show band in the upper Midwest. And the members we have, one of them played in Las Vegas for 20 years, played with Charo, the Coasters, the Flamingos, all Rock and Roll Hall of Fame folks. And Charo played, of course, with Dean Martin, and we just lost Jerry Lewis recently, Frank Sinatra. So our piano player is out of this world. The guitar player was the lead guitar player for Bobby V, and he's played the same auditoriums that Elvis played, actually, but he was playing with Bobby V as he was traveling with Bobby V. And then we've got a 13-year-old child prodigy drummer out of Fargo that studied under Van Morrison's drummer for 5 years. He's only 13 years old, but he's already a world-class musician. A matter of fact, DJ Fontana, who was Elvis's drummer for 14 years, sent him an autographed pair of drumsticks and a letter and a picture wishing him good luck on his drumming career. Pretty cool thing for a 13-year-old drummer.
That sounds great. Well, yeah, you know, I love small-town projects, and that sounds like a great one. I hope there's no plans to change the name of Colonel Hankinson Barn anytime soon, like there's plans to change every other name of any other, a person who ever served in the military, it seems. But I know the good folks at Hankinson well enough to know that won't happen. So good luck. Have a great time, and I hope you raise a few bucks for the event with that great Elvis impersonation you do. Dan, call again, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Have a great morning. Keep up the good fight. You're doing a great job, my friend.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's see. A couple other texts in here. You forgot. Al Gore invented the Internet. Scott, yeah, well, I did, didn't I? We should give him credit. Another, Trump's speech and NPR's response, both were epic. Right on. Hey, Scott, I am a young conservative, and I just want to say thanks for what you do. I'm a young man that would rather listen to your show than listen to music. Well, how about that? Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. I have to reply to that. I don't get a chance to reply to all the texts, obviously, because a lot come in, but we get knocked over with a feather once in a while by some awesome ones, and then we do. So that one's worth it. And thanks to that texter, make sure you call the show. We want to hear more about how it is we went out over music. Perfect. Here's a texter. Do you think President Trump will pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio during the speech tonight? I understand they rigged the charges so he was not eligible for a jury trial. Think he should be pardoned and given a medal. Well, it would be interesting if he did that. The story of the next week or so would be Joe Arpaio, sort of like his response to Charlottesville wasn't what he said Saturday and what he said in a statement Sunday, but rather what he said in a press conference Tuesday, right? I'm guessing message-wise that would be the best thing when they have this momentum. On the principle of it, I don't know. I'd love to know more, because if there was legal wrongdoing, you know, maybe that's... that's perfectly fine, and he can give his case for that. I love Joe Arpaio. He is a dandy. More coming up from Grand Forks and the Alerta Center. We'll tell you about some great things happening in aviation in North Dakota when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actually pleased with the way he went about making this decision. It was described to me recently by one of our military planners that for the last 16 years, our comprehensive Afghanistan strategy was 16 one-year strategies. So we have had a convoluted strategy with respect to Afghanistan, and I think it's high time we have a more comprehensive strategy. Here's why it matters to us as Americans, why this is in our national security interests. We cannot allow another safe haven for terrorists to materialize again. Look at what was happening in Mosul and Syria with ISIS. We can't afford to allow that to happen again, and that is why this matters to us. And I think we've learned some good lessons in Mosul, in Syria, lessons that are being applied right now, and I think they're carrying over those lessons learned to Afghanistan. So I also think what I heard tonight for the first time, this is what I wasn't briefed on, is I think I heard a new Trump strategy or a doctrine, so to speak. Principled realism, I think, is how he described it. So I think it's important when it comes to our blood and our treasure and our soldiers and our safety that we actually have a comprehensive doctrine that we apply. And I think he spent the last 6 months working on that. And I think you just heard a big flavor of it tonight.
Paul Ryan, who did a town hall meeting last night on CNN after the president's address to the nation, and I'm pretty sure those were some compliments for the president from Paul Ryan, so maybe he's turning over a new leaf. I think that's not bad. Good to hear it. And it's a good point on the 6 months of effort to define, you know, a doctrine. And that's important. So it's important for our troops. So love it. All right, folks, we're live in Grand Forks today and brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Talk about nurses for a moment. Why are you a nurse? I'm guessing it's because you have a heart for others. And many nurses right now are thinking about growing their skills and excelling in the profession. At the University of Mary, there is a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, which comes with new leadership roles in your profession and obviously an ability to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase by the number of nurses with advanced degrees in the next 3 years. And the University of Mary makes that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run to $8,000 higher. Earn your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. It's a smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. The University of Mary, an excellent education, excellent value. umary.edu/MSN to change your life today and apply. Tom Kenville is back with us, the UAS pioneer. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. It's great to be here.
Well, I should plug in your microphone if I'm going to introduce you, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Need a new engineer today. My other one's fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great, Scott. It's great to be here.
How are you?
I'm having a ball. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years. Last 11 years, we've had this UAS summit to see the excitement, the deals getting done, transitioning from military and government and school education, which is important, to commercial deal making. You're going to hear a lot of deals that are happening today here, and it's very exciting.
It is an amazing time. There is a lot happening, and the test site that the FAA approved for here has really put the whole vision on steroids, right?
It very much helped us because it's in brand new space for the FAA, and so by having experts to train in their field to guide the companies into so that they're safe, flying with the manned aircraft and flying in all the national airspace, it's critical. And we have great leadership in the test site, and our next guest actually is very involved with the test site. So,
all right. Kyle is the executive director.
That's correct.
Of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission. And obviously, when you're talking about unmanned aerial systems, it's the airspace, but your turf covers just general aviation in general, right?
That's correct. We're the state aviation agency for North Dakota, and I also sit on the authority for the unmanned aircraft systems test site, so it's an absolute privilege to be here with you this morning and being in Grand Forks. This is my fifth time attending the UAS Summit, so it's I know it's been here for 11 years, but boy, I just love coming back every year and getting together with industry experts and talking about how we can all come together to improve the industry and work together to improve the economic status of our state and diversify our economy.
Kyle Warner is our guest, the executive director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission. If you do have a question or comment, 800-228-0550. The local number is 258-0550 from any 701 area code. Or again, you can text me at 701-367-2054. Question for Kyle or Tommy?
No, I think it's real critical because the drone industry is expanding. I mean, my company's flown out in the oil patch since last year. Another company, Skyscopes, just expanded to Minot, Hillsboro, the small airport. So Kyle's network of the airport managers, the operators, the crop dusters, really critical that we communicate what's happening, how do we be safe, do best practices. So other states don't have what we have, Scott, and we're very lucky to have like Kyle's agency and others that are supportive of our new industry.
Would you say, Kyle, that in general the people Tommy's talking about in those outlying areas see the emergence of this new technology in the autonomous vehicles as an enhancement of general aviation, or is it a threat slash concern?
Absolutely an opportunity. A couple of years ago, I would say in talking with them, they would more so consider it a threat. But after being educated and talking and seeing all of the good things that are happening, and the fact that we have our U.S. test site and all the exciting things happening up here in Grand Forks, that we can fly safely. We have the right people here to get things done. And so we have 89 public use airports in the state and over 200 private airstrips. And so our agency has just been working as hard as we can to make sure our relationship is strong with each of those individuals and to coordinate activities to make sure that everybody understands where the industry is at. And I think when you talk to each of these individuals, they're excited about the industry and they want to see this industry come to their communities because they see the opportunities that the UAS industry can bring to their communities and to the state as a whole.
That's the most exciting thing in my mind about this. You don't have to be in the business that Harris is or Northrop Grumman or General Atomics or some of these companies that use this and not to be excited about it, because you just be a parent,
yeah,
right? You just be a grandparent and see the enormous amount of opportunities right here. I mean, to work for a company like General Atomics, Northrop Grumman, Harris, you know, is a big deal. But to do it in North Dakota, it's really it's pretty amazing.
Well, we were out yesterday at Grand Sky for the ribbon cutting at General Atomics, and I used to own a business park in my last career, Scott. It would look just beautiful on paper, but not a lot of people were interested, and it was tied in town to the school here. That park looked beautiful on paper, and 2 years later, there's heading for a couple hundred jobs right now. Two beautiful buildings out there, new radar, new ramps, high-tech airplanes, high-tech jobs, great-paying jobs. Some of the guests we're going to have on later today are going to talk about that. I mean, it's really cool how our state and federal government and local state agencies have just rocked, you know.
Yeah, it really is. Everybody's really come together to make this one happen. What is the state of general aviation right now? What are your benchmarks, Kyle?
Well, when you look at Save Aviation North Dakota, we've actually been growing in the past couple of years. I know across the country you can see general aviation maybe on the decline, and so we're actually really excited to see some great things across the state. You can look at, you know, a multitude of different airports, and we're seeing based aircraft counts growing. We're seeing businesses growing. Fuel sales are still historically at a very high point, even after all the oil activity that we had in 2013, 2014. We're still at a very, very high point. So I'm very optimistic about aviation continually growing in our state, and the unmanned aircraft industry just adds to that excitement. And I think you know, it has the opportunity to continue to revitalize aviation. You know, aviation aerospace has a long tradition and history of being strong in our state, and I think that being on the front edge of this new industry will just bring countless additional opportunities to our communities as well.
What are the big challenges? What are the things that keep you up at night?
Well, big challenges, obviously, funding for the infrastructure needs of our airports. You know, you take a look at some of the runway enhancements that we need in our state. Obviously, we're building a new commercial service airport over in Williston, and they're doing the dirt work this year. Next year, they're going to be working on the runway improvements, and so there's a lot of work that we have done. You take a look at our airport infrastructure now and where we were a couple of years ago, and it's continually improving, but we have a lot of work left to be done, and obviously a lot of exciting challenges on the horizon, integrating unmanned aircraft in the national airspace system, and obviously working with our congressional delegation to make sure that we have long-term funding options with FAA authorization, air traffic control privatization. There's a lot of key national issues that are ongoing that we continually make sure that we're engaged in those conversations.
The funding side is the FAA or, you know, the grants, DOT, normally the big funders. Where is the major source of dollars?
The major source of dollars, Federal Aviation Administration. So we're looking for an FAA reauthorization bill, a long-term one we hope for. You know, we just continually get a continuing appropriation, which is very difficult to plan projects when you only have a couple of months of appropriation on and on and on.
Why is that? Why is the federal government responsible for paying for airport reconstruction and expansion?
Well, most airports have been identified to be in the national, it's the NIPIAS, the National Plan of Integrated Airport Systems, and federal funding is critical for these. Airport improvement dollars are available from fuel sales and sales on passenger tickets. And so the federal government collects those dollars, and they're able to distribute them back to airports in the form of grants. So airports pay for themselves.
It's essentially a tax.
Correct.
Really, it's coming back. Yeah, Tommy.
I just want to make a comment as I look at Kyle over here. Kyle is exactly what we're trying to do in this aviation field, right? He's from Bismarck. He went to this great school just north of here for aviation. The board saw him as a young, intelligent employee, gave him a chance at probably a few years before his age, right? And now he's rocking. And so that's what we're trying to do with the drone industry now and regular aviation, but it's pretty cool to see how he's developed aeronautics as the director.
Well, we love local homegrown talent, don't we? In this industry and all industries, for sure. And that's why, you know, every day when I see new job opportunities, we literally have companies, industries whose growth is stunted right now here because of a lack of the workforce they need, that we all can do our network and say, who do we want home? Who do we want back in North Dakota? Because obviously people have left. Last quick question, Kyle. So I'm back on the transportation thing. The infrastructure component from the Trump administration is supposed to be big, right? Like they're talking $1 trillion big. Is there talk of whether that will include airports?
There is some discussion about an increase in a passenger facility charge for airports and an increase in some funding to the airport improvement program. So I hope that is realized. I know the Trump administration has also talked about utilizing private dollars to help enhance airport infrastructure. We're not quite sure what that looks like, but we're eager to find out more on that.
And maybe some of that creative financing in Williston, right?
Potentially, correct.
Yeah, so interesting. All right, good chat with you, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Kyle Weiner, who is the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission, with us on What's on Your Mind from Grand Forks today. We are at the UAS Summit. More coming up after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay. Mainstay Suites and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of our new strategy is a shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions. I've said it many times how counterproductive it is for the United States to announce in advance the dates we intend to begin or end military options. We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
I think Trump and their company done the right thing. The enemy does not need to know what we are planning or how we're going to do it, what time we're going to do it. That's a smart strategy. As far as people being over there, I wish the hell they weren't, but we have to get it done, too.
Boy, well said. None of us want anybody there. None of us relish the idea of a loved one in harm's way or any member of the armed forces having to be in that god-awful place to try and defend us. But we also know, I just think this is like a kindergarten exercise when you say, where would you rather take out terrorists? Right? I mean, we know the military signs up to do really tough, difficult things. This is not a surprise to anybody that if you sign the dotted line for the military, you could be in harm's way. God bless them. They're willing to put themselves in the line of bullets. Okay, so we have them. Do we want to be on defense and wait for them to come here to take them out and hope we get the right intel about what they're planning, where they're planning? Or do you want to take them out before they get here? Isn't that like, I mean, as basic and simple a kindergarten military lesson as you can be? I really think it is. So I think it's the right approach. No question about it. What's your take at 800-228-0550? When you're calling, just press 1. Leave a quick message. Give your comment just like that caller did. We love it. Or you can call us live on the line. Todd's off today, so you got to text me at 367-2054. Did you watch it? What'd you think? What's your impression of the reaction to it? I don't know what you think. Another one tonight in Arizona, so there'll be lots to talk about. No question about that. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to talk about North Dakota's oldest private drone company, one of the fastest-growing drone service providers in North Dakota, making a big announcement today that there's a merger, and there's a new company called the Midwest Drone Group. And what do you know? The oldest private drone company is owned by the one and only Tom Kenville, Unmanned Applications Institute International. You will hear us refer often to UAI International. And, of course, Tommy, my co-host, when we do these UAS broadcasts. So congrats on the news.
Yeah, Scott, it's really exciting. I mean, as you know, and I've said it over and over, our company started in 2010, and a couple of young entrepreneurs out of Wahpeton, Adam Lingwald and Nathan Lieben, I helped them or advised them on how to start their services company. My company wasn't services. It was more curriculum and consulting. Last year, we really worked together a year and a half, really started to grow. And it just made sense that we rolled them together. So we're up to 11, 12 employees, if they didn't hire anyone this morning yet, probably 11.
They could, when you were out of the office on the radio, they're hiring people.
We have contracts in 15 states, mainly in the energy industry. We're flying wind turbines, oil pipelines, power lines, a little bit of ag. So we're really growing fast. We're starting to make money. We should turn over $1 million this 12-month period. Very exciting to have North Dakota boys building a North Dakota company with graduates from North Dakota. So
we have to say Tommy Kenville from Midwest Drone Company now.
Well, we're going to keep that probably just as the holding company name, you know, and we'll operate under EyeSight, RPV Services, and UAI, those two companies. We also do the chase plane operation. So
yeah, I was going to tell folks what you do because you've been on the air before. People said, that sounds good to me. I better do that. I need that, but maybe aren't aware of what you have.
A big piece of what we do is drone flight services. One of my partners, Nathan Lieben, says, have drones, we'll travel. So we've been in 15 states operating since May 1st. I don't think anybody in the country's done that. We've flown 1,500 wind turbines in that time. So like last Friday, we flew 67 wind turbines in one day. That's unheard of. So with technology advances and our great team, we do curriculum online. We do some consulting. We have chase plane operations with General Atomics, so they're flying the big birds out at Grand Sky. Today, before beyond line of sight, they need eyes in the air. We have a contract for that. Oil and gas, we've done the most projects out there.
Pipelines, huh?
Natural gas and pipeline. We haven't flown a ton of miles out there yet because of beyond line of sight. We have some good partners out there. So we're really just nailing the contracts and trying to service our customers and not grow too fast, but do it right. You know.
How do folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at the best is to email tom@uaiinternational.com. Or look for, or they can call us at 701-738-4871.
701-738-4871. Before we get done today, I got to talk about artificial intelligence, because I saw a CBS 60 Minutes piece on Sunday about how artificial intelligence is used in the drones to just really improve the safety and all kinds of things. Pretty amazing. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.